Good morning. In for Elizabeth Harrison, I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. Rhode Island has one of the highest rates of spending per mile on its roads and bridges, and yet a new report says our highway system is the second worst in the country. Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick has the details on the 20th annual highway report published by the Reason Foundation, a libertarian think tank.
Rhode Island's roads and bridges are ranked 49th in the nation, with one being the best, according to the Reason Foundation. Only Alaska has a worse highway system than the Ocean State, the group found. Rhode Island's deteriorating road conditions persist, despite the fact that Rhode Island has the eighth highest spending rate per mile. The Ocean State shells out $345,000 per mile annually, more than twice the national average, according to the Reason Foundation. Reason Foundation scholar David Hartkin was unable to explain the disconnect between expenditures and results.
That's a question you need to ask the management there. We don't look at the causes for these issues. We simply look at the numbers and basically assess how much resources each state has and what they're getting out of it.
The Reason Foundation also reports that Rhode Island has the highest rate of deficient bridges in the nation, with more than 50% in that category. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.
The director of the State Department of Transportation says he's not surprised Rhode Island's highways rank so low on the Reason Foundation report. Michael Lewis says it's a consequence of the density of Rhode Island.
You know, we're basically a city state. All of our roadways are urban roadways, so they get much, much higher volumes of traffic. They are older. They're much more expensive to maintain. If you look at the western states, the large rural states, they're all in the low numbers because there are hundreds of miles between city centers.
Lewis points out that the infrastructure in the Northeast is the oldest in the country. Rhode Island state representatives voted last night to put a 10-cent toll on the Saconnet River Bridge starting August 19th. That marks a sharp difference from a vote last week to delay tolls on the bridge until next February. DOT head Michael Lewis used an email before a budget vote last week to say that delaying tolls could prevent them from ever being put on the Saconnet. That is due to a federal requirement calling for tolls to be put in place before a bridge is substantially complete. Republican House Leader Brian Newberry says that the way the lawmakers initially ignored the DOT's warning shows they're inattentive.
Far too many people in this chamber just vote green automatically when something's put in front of them.
But a House fiscal advisor told lawmakers the Saconnet was originally not expected to be substantially complete until next March. The bridge may now be done as soon as next month. The House also voted to create a commission to study the issue of funding bridge maintenance. The remains of a Central Falls soldier who died in a helicopter crash during the Vietnam War were buried in Arlington National Cemetery yesterday, along with the remains of two other crew members from Michigan and Puerto Rico. First Lieutenant Richard Dyer of Central Falls and the others were in a helicopter that went down near the Cambodian border in 1970.
I believe in friends who can make you laugh so hard you cry.
I believe in All the Way Full.
Here's what I believe. If there's one thing you don't mess with in life, it's love.
This I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. What comes to mind when someone utters the phrase comfort food? Does it conjure up warm images of grilled cheese sandwiches with just the right amount of gooey innards, or perhaps the aromatic vegetable soup your favorite uncle made when you paid him a visit? Whatever images and taste memories we hold near and dear, food has a powerful way of shaping our lives. The author Kurt Vonnegut once said, "You can't just eat good food. You've got to talk about it too." And that's exactly what this week's essayist, 15-year-old Robin Hall, is about to do.
Some people view eating or cooking as a way to relax or deal with stress. For others, it is just part of their daily routine and they barely think about it. For me, food brings back memories. I believe in peanut butter and jelly sandwiches cut into triangles. Once a week, when I was small, my family and I would go to our grandparents' house in Newport. I was always greeted in the usual way, "Well, there goes the silence," by my papa and "Hello, love," by my British granny. Eventually, our visit led to lunch. There were only two options for lunch on Tuckerman Ave: mac and cheese or peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. These two options became all the more special because they were the kinds of lunch we would never have at home. The mac and cheese was somehow cheesier, or as we called it, ooey gooey. Whenever it was cooking, that warm, cheesy smell wafted through the house. The peanut butter and jelly was always made to our preference, which meant my granny would cut the sandwich into four triangles and then cut off the crust. It was made with sweet blueberry jelly and smooth, creamy peanut butter. We would sit together on the porch and enjoy each other's company and the sunshine. On one visit, I remember in particular, we were eating lunch, and being the little kid I was rolling around on the floor. To get me to eat, my 80-year-old grandfather got down on all fours like he was a little kid himself and chased me from underneath the table into my seat. They would always make this lunch special, even though it was so simple. Now, as my grandparents get older, I am the one making the lunch for them. Though it isn't peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, I'm able to make it special and give them the joy that they gave to me. Just the other day at school, I opened my lunch to find a peanut butter and jelly sandwich cut into triangles. The first thing I remembered was those days in Newport, and I was filled with joy. Now, I get that feeling whenever I have that same lunch. For me, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches cut into triangles represents pure joy, and until the day I die, they will always make me happy.
Robin Hall is a 15-year-old freshman at North Smithfield High School, where he's a musician, swimmer, runner, and formed his school's first Quidditch club. Robin reports that he has grown up listening to National Public Radio. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.